Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider, in the previous segment, what some are calling an Ivy League apologist. No, Ross gave his opinion on the Browns' brain trust and the idea of a mulligan. And there's, you know, I understand that there's a lot of good reason to push back on teams pulling the trigger on head coaches and GMs too quickly. For instance,
yeah.
Jimmy Haslam, every year, every 2 years, his first decade. Totally agreed. 5 years, though, I think should be enough time to have like definitive takes.
It's a really long time, Nick.
And it's wild to me that at 2-8, and I wonder if this will change. It's wild to me that because it's not just this season. It is the Deshaun trade. It's that 3 of the last 4 seasons will be not winning seasons. It's wild to me how it's either the Pittsburgh win year one or last year, and how this year carries no, like, this year doesn't matter compared to last year.
Mulligan was the proper term, because in a mulligan, you legitimately do wipe it away. I mean, that's it. And I don't know how we got here, because 2-15, or whatever it ends up being, is no one survives that typically.
Well, and here's the thing. The two arguments that Ross was using, the two are, one, look at how much success they've had in Cleveland. Which is very much you should be thankful for what you've had.
Well, also tells us never raise your standards ever, too, by the way, which I absolutely hate.
And the second thing is, teams do this too often. Okay, what does that have to specifically do with this?
Well, isn't there a reason why teams do it a lot, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, well,
They do it a lot because it doesn't take you 12 years to figure out if a person is good or bad at a job.
And here's the other thing, like, because I think Kevin is a good head coach for whatever it is.
Yeah, no, I do, too.
But I worry that good in this division, if we did this with quarterbacks, if we said Baker is a good quarterback for whatever it's worth.
Great point you're going down here.
But Joe Burrow's in this division. Lamar's in this division. We don't have to talk about the Steelers. But it's Joe Burrow and Lamar. If we did that with the quarterback, why wouldn't it be an obvious thing to then say, well, you've got Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh in this division. Is Kevin Stefanski in that league? Because if the answer is no, then inevitably at some point this year, next year, it'll be an obvious conversation to have when you fire him.
Yeah, you're not just competing and coaching against every Tom, Dick, and Harry. You're coaching against two of the best in the NFL.
Yes.
Tomlin and Harbaugh have been around longer than anybody. I mean, how do you just... Right, that's why it's a bananas move with Zach Taylor that they just, and that's why they're, if they miss the playoffs, probably considering how do we get an upgrade? How do we take this to that next level? You have to always be thinking about these things.
Well, and so, Madgeman 48.
Oh, you're going to say, he said something you didn't like because that was very condescending.
Yeah, it was very condescending. Sorry about that, Madgeman.
I mean, you did not like that.
Got to agree with Ross Tucker. Nick and JP were a perfect snapshot of the toxicity of this fan base. We're having the conversation about firing Kevin Stefanski. We have yet to say he should be fired.
Yeah.
But this
idea...
We both
just said he's good. He's a good head coach. He's going to evaluate these
conversation. Guys, great head coaches don't go 2-15.
Yeah.
Look in Mike Tomlin's arsenal. The worst you're going to find is a 500 season. Look at Jim John Harbaugh. The worst you're going to find is 6-10.
I think the maddening part, though, Nick, is the idea that they're about to have a 2-win season and we're the crazy people for wanting to evaluate what's going on
and
here.
And evaluate. Like, that's the word.
That's it. And we're the nut jobs. We're the ones that's like, whoa, how dare you question Kevin Stefanski? It's like, no, you get to question these things.
So
you guys just going to do Homer Radio every single day here?
I think, quite frankly, some of it is... I think people are, and I think what Ross is driving at, people are afraid at downgrading from Kevin. And I'll be honest with you, I probably would be more in that camp. The problem is they've got a guy who I think is the better head coach.
Yeah.
I don't think...
It sounded like Ross thought he was the better head coach too.
I don't think that Mike Vrabel's teams are going to collapse and give up the way this team gave up against New Orleans. I don't think Mike Vrabel's teams are going to have... I don't know, 5-6 chances to win a game against both the Giants, the Raiders, the Eagles, and the Bengals, and then not successfully deliver on that. Like, I don't think coming off a big Ravens win, Mike Vrabel teams would turn around and get absolutely smacked around by the Chargers. So, like, I think that's the way, like, to me, and in fairness, I should have said this. When he said, what don't you like about Kevin? And I said, I don't think he's a great leader. I should have said... there are questionable efforts consistently with this team. And by the way, they were also questionable efforts in 2022 and 2021.
Yeah.
And I just think, like, again, I'm not ready to say fire Kevin. I want this thing to play out. I want to give him seven games to win a couple games. Okay? I want to see what that looks like and if you can get these guys back in.
And have him fight for his job and then have, you know, have the players fight for it too.
But this idea when you have a guy that's everything your coach isn't, who's had more success than them and he's in the building,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that creates a sense of urgency that if Mike wasn't here or if Mike hadn't been let go by Tennessee this year, I probably wouldn't feel the same sense of urgency to really start to search out my feelings on Kevin Stefanski.
100% fair. Across the board, 100%.
216-474-0092. Great stuff from Ross Tucker. We'll have more, not just later today, but as the show goes on. But 50%, almost 50% of men think this thing that they can do. I am one of the almost 50%. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.